Federal Judge Susan Bolton ruled that SB 1070's most controversial part can now be enforced. Governor Jan Brewer signed Senate Bill 1070 into law 2 years ago, but it wasn't until Tuesday's ruling that local police officers changed their practices. Even though the law is not new, its enforcement is. And Jose Joaquin Chacon, the consul for El Salvador in Tucson, says the feeling in the immigrant community is one of fear.
There's no doubt about it. The first thing we're hearing about this is worry. Our people are very worried. Obviously, that worry sometimes increases because of so many things out there that have no legal foundation and only heighten the desperation in our people.
The consulate wants people to stay calm. Chacon says anyone who is apprehended now that this part of the law is in effect should ask for assistance from the consulate of his or her country of origin. He says many people don't know that the only person that can order somebody's deportation is an immigration judge. Chacon says despite that advice, the government of El Salvador is not getting involved in internal affairs of the United States.
Pero eso no quiere decir tampoco que no vamos a estar pendientes de la aplicación.
But that doesn't mean that we won't be aware of the implementation of the law. Our attitude has been of respect, but aware of any situation that might arise where our people are affected or involved.
In the last 2 years, Chacon says many people from El Salvador have left Arizona. Some left after SB 1070 came into the picture, and others because of the economic and political climate in the state.
It's really sad to see people collecting some of their things and leaving, taking their kids out of schools, because there is panic. And that's not fair. We have to give our people the right information.
Although most immigrants in Arizona are from Mexico because of its proximity, Chacon says there is a large population of people from El Salvador in the state. In the U.S., close to 250,000 people from El Salvador have a work permit giving them what is called temporary protection status.
It's what we call the TPS. Those who have that work permit have an advantage over many Mexican immigrants. There's also a good number of El Salvadorians who have legal residency and, in some cases, even U.S. citizenship.
He says that does not mean that there aren't people here illegally from El Salvador. But illegal or not, people have questions about what the 2B section of SB 1070 means. Isaías Nogués is with the Mexican consulate in Tucson. He says the Mexican government continues to oppose the law and regrets that the contributions of the migrant community in Arizona have not been recognized.
The government of Mexico has repeatedly expressed its rejection of any legal provision of SB 1070 that could potentially lead to the violation of civil rights of Mexicans in Arizona.
Since the ruling Tuesday, Nogues says the Tucson office has received dozens of phone calls from people wanting to know what could happen and what they should do when asked about their immigration status. Since the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the controversial 2B section of the law this summer, the Mexican consulate has been holding community events where people can get information and ask questions.
We are preparing a new brochure with information about, with recommendations for our people.
Nogues says the Mexican government is not seeking legal action regarding the law at this point, but is closely monitoring other cases brought on by civil rights organizations.
This is the legal proceeding that we are expecting a response from the government of the United States or from the government of Arizona.
Government officials from Mexico and El Salvador say their job is to provide the right information to people. And now that this section of the law is in effect, their offices are receiving an increase in phone calls with questions. Both consulates have toll-free numbers and call centers to answer those questions. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.